Good morning, Nick.
It's back to school time.
Yes, kids, everybody's getting smarter.
Everybody's getting smarter, including
our cars.
Our cars.
Yeah, we have all these smart cars now, right?
Yeah.
And the back to school generation, they get it. They know when they plug their phone into their car, what's happening, probably, right? However, the rest of us who are now buying smart cars or renting them when we're on vacation.
There you go.
And who want to enjoy the features of a smart car, like navigation or hands-free texting or calling.
Yep.
Or streaming music, we should be aware of what happens when we plug our phone into our smart car.
Yeah, you've always got to be worried about security.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Worried. Conscious of it,
right. You know, to be aware of security when it comes to your wireless devices.
Right. So I will tell you that I don't know exactly what gets transferred from your phone to your car, but what I do know is you have options. A screen should pop up that asks, what do you want to allow it to access. So you could say, well, I only want to use music streaming, or I only want to use, you know, one other feature, navigation.
Right.
But if you just plug into the USB, there's a chance that your data will be automatically transferred to the car. So if you are really concerned about this and you don't want any data transferred, don't plug your phone into the USB. Plug it into what we used to call the cigarette lighter.
Right,
which
exactly.
We now call a PowerPoint, right? Yeah. Now the ashtray is a coin holder, right?
Right, exactly.
We're progress, okay. So if you don't want your information transferred, just plug into the cigarette lighter to charge your phone instead of the USB port. So that's the first thing to remember. Secondly, long after you leave this car, your information can stay in the car.
Right.
So this is what you have to be careful of. You're out with a friend, they've got a smart car, you plug your phone in, and all of a sudden you leave their car and your contacts are still in their car.
Still in the memory of their car, right?
Maybe not really where you want them.
Right.
So web browsing, things like that can be kept in memories. So if you're renting a car or if you're with somebody else, make sure that you delete your phone by unpairing it, by deleting it from the list of devices.
Okay.
In that screen before you turn your rental car in, or before you, especially a rental car, because you have no idea who's renting that.
Especially a rental, be very wary of that. Yeah.
And most of them are smart cars now.
Yep.
So if you want more information about how to protect your information, because this is a big deal, you could be getting a prescription at the pharmacy and your information could be shared or sold.
Yeah.
You could be using a loyalty card. Your information can be shared or sold. We sign those little approvals or check those check boxes every time we get one of these things. Nobody ever reads them.
Nope.
And our information is floating around the universe everywhere possible. So if you want more information on it, you can check the Federal Trade Commission at FTC.gov. They have a very brief but informative video and an article about it.
Okay. Dr. Francis Ram is the Money Doctor of Power Down Dad and Power Up Retirement. If people have questions about any of your segments, of course, they can always reach out to you.
You bet. 413-774-5555 or powerdowndebt.com.